Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Omed Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and yesterday we began Simen Tov Kuf Yud Beis, which talks about whether you're allowed to cook for a person who's not a Yid on Yontif. So we pick up the very top lines of the words of the Mechaber, Kuf Lamed Omed Aleph. Aval Avdo V'Shivchoso, but if you have an Eved Kenani or Shivcho Kenanis, or V'chein Sholiach Shinishtalach Lo, or a non-Yid who comes to your house, he's coming as a Shaliach to you for whatever the reason, or V'chein Kusi Shabo Me'elev, or a Kusi, now in the Mishnah Berurah, he actually uses the Lashon via V'chein Akum, a non-Jewish person who comes to your house, Shabo Me'elev, in all of these situations, you're allowed to invite him in and eat with you. The Mechaber says a general rule across the board. In this situation where he's coming to you, or it's your Eved, or as we see in the issue, footnote number 11, he brings down, the same thing would apply if you have non-Jewish workers in your house. It doesn't have to be an Eved Kenani or a Shivcho Kenani, it's just non-Jewish workers. When Nissen Carlos, that's how it brings down, you're allowed to go give them from the food that you have. That's not considered a hazmona. We spoke about yesterday, you're not allowed to invite them over, but if they come over, you're allowed to give them food. Now, let's understand this a little bit better by looking inside of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess. He tells us, the Davka Keshemizameno Akmitzlo. It's only, as we taught yesterday, if you invite the guy to your house, so then the Chofetz Bikori, you want to honor him, you're looking to get on his good side. And that situation, Chayshino and Shema Yarbe Bishlo. In that situation, we're concerned that you may go and cook additional things for him, lavasho b'kdero levado, or to cook something special just for him, as opposed to masha'en kim ba'avdo shivchoso, certainly your Eved Kenani or your Shivcho Kenanis, or a worker, v'chein kol elu shabo me'elev, or anybody to just come stam to your house, lo chayshinu zeh, we're not as concerned about this. The issue footnote number 10 brings out a lot of other interesting scenarios. We'll just touch upon them now. And he says, what about in a hospital? So they have to cook there for all the people. So the Jewish people and non-Jewish people, or Jewish people that are mumrim. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Shem yesh lehem zuchus lechol me'ochel shem espashel shom, if they have the right to go and eat for the food, and they're, so to say, paying for it. In other words, their insurance covers the food that they're paying for. They're paying for it out of pocket. Then the Jewish workers are allowed to go cook regular for all the people in the hospital. And it's not considered like you invited them, because in this situation, they're entitled to their food. They're, quote, paying for it. Not that you invited them. And in this situation, Rav Yashin says, that Chazal will not go over here that you can't go cook for them because you may cook extra for them. However, you have to be careful. You can't cook something specific for them. You're cooking for everybody, and then they're allowed to have. What about a hotel? Next paragraph deals with a hotel that has Jewish and non-Jewish guests on it. Shomer Torah mitzvahs and non-Shomer Torah mitzvahs, Jewish people. So Rav Nissen Carlitz, that's how it brings down, you're not allowed to host such people in your hotel, because it's as if you're inviting them, and therefore you're not allowed to invite them on Yontif. And there's also the opinion of the Stipler goat, Zatzal, so it makes more sense to say that the orech in the hotel, the guest in the hotel, is really not coming on his own, but you invited him because you want to make business. And he adds, maybe there's a tzad l'hokel, you're already obligated to give him food on erev yontif before he comes, and therefore it's considered that he's already paid for it, so to say, and the food is his. Maybe that's a tzad heter. However, he says he doesn't really like this. Because the owner of the hotel is really not feeding him for any other reason other than he invited him there to make a profit. So therefore, he doesn't really like that teretz either. And the Stipler Gaon adds, tzad lahotir, a tzad that you could go and maybe be mekel here. He says, lefomim yochol hamolun lakachas ochol mimolun somuch o mi catering uchidoma avu arech. They could take from another hotel or from a catering and give to this guest. And therefore, Afshur, maybe you can suggest that you could be Mako, Lahazmin Chiloni, a non-religious Jewish person, because you could go and order somebody else that already prepared a meal for him, and therefore maybe you're not really cooking on his behalf. Again, it's all somewhat Teirutzim, but it's really not an ideal situation. And he adds, the Stipler adds, Sheishlodun l'hoku mitzad divrei Hashilz Shuvuz Marv Shik. He brings another cooler from the Marv Shik. Shekosev Shemutu l'harbos l'vasho b'kdeira achas avur mumur. You're allowed to go and prepare one thing in the same kdeira for a mumur, even though the Mishnah Berurah said that we can't do that. Eli says, L'tan zeh ein l'hati al b'tavshel echot shenasegam avur shomer mitzvos. Say, you have a big pot and you giving to the Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, you could give to the non-Shomer Torah Mitzvahs person as well. However, he says that you can't really give them separate food that's made individually, portioned for each person. And he says, another tzad lahako, maybe, shedin harbin mehem kedin tinoko shenishbo. Maybe all of these mumrim don't really have the status of being a mumr like an akum, but they're really a tinok shenishbo, like a child that's captured, they don't really know, like we discussed in yesterday's shir. Okay, there's a lot more in this dishu footnote. Ayin shum for other details. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud. And he writes, Af im adam choshev, if this nachri who came to you on his own is an adam choshev, kivish lo yizmino lovo, even though he's an adam choshev, but you didn't invite him, v'daf l'shebo achar shekvar heichin sudaso, and he's only coming to you after you've already prepared the meal. He stops by, you're about to sit down, and a choshev guy comes in, you're allowed to invite him in to take from the meal with you. However, he brings down v'yesh chokim, there are those who disagree. And they say, the akate, if this is a choshev a guy, im hu adam choshev, roi l'chavod, the senator comes by to your house and stops in, and you want to give him kavod. So then we are concerned, choshev shem yarbe bishulo, that, whoa, we don't have enough food, we better go quick, put something else up. El tzorach shomalo, hayisrael kodush machilo. In this situation, if you want to feed the senator, the important choshev a non-Jewish person who comes to your house, you have to tell him, listen, im yasbik l'chav b'meh shechinu liatzmeinu, if you're willing to satisfy yourself with whatever we prepared for ourselves, we can't make anything extra, so then, bo vechol, you're very welcome to come and join us, but we can't make anything extra for you or for us. Bataz machriel arocha, the taz paskins haloch l'maisa, the imbar me'elov, if the non-Jewish person, even though it's choshev, he comes to you, v'yisrael nosin l'olecho b'li asmona, and you're giving him food, you didn't invite him, v'avtsor sheochal etzlo, and he's coming to you, asking to eat by you, then mutter. In this situation, you're allowed to give it to him. We're not concerned over here that you're going to give to him. He's asking to come to you. But if you're telling him, please come and eat with me, please come and eat with me, please come and eat with me, even though he came on his own, you're very happy that he's there. This is your chance to get in good with him. Then we are. We are concerned you cook something extra special for him. So what difference does it make if you invited him the day before? Or you're pushing him and begging him to come and eat now as he stopped at your house. What difference does it make? And therefore the Taz says, in this situation, you can't go and invite him in. Sivkon Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Hine mechaber kolo din avdo b'shivchosu aknanu v'akum shibom elu b'chadu ma'asa." The mechaber put everything all together over here in one rubric, and the Ramah comes now. Ubah Ramah lefari shi'esh chiluk b'neim. There are differences between these situations between the eved and the akum. The avdo b'shivchosu by your servants, and as the Yishuv footnote 11 said, by the non-Jewish workers. Afilu ma'abik they also lechatchila b'shulam. You're allowed to go and lechatchila put into the big pot on their behalf, shari, that's allowed. Given the chaytichu, because it's one big tircha, and therefore you're putting in a couple of extra pieces before you put it on the fire. That's no big deal. But chayshina, we're not concerned over here. But did who? That you, shemo yavashel kider acheres bishulam, that you're going to cook extra for them because they're your servants, so they're your workers, and you're not going to do that. However, you shouldn't say specifically, I'm going to put in this extra piece for them. However, but in an important choshev, a non-Jewish person who comes to your house, there you can only give him what you prepared already for yourself. You can't do extra. And to go even in the same big pot, to put it in there, that's not allowed, because we're concerned. Once you do that, you may go and cook extra for him because he's a choshev a person. Therefore, you're not allowed to do that. Sivkot and Yudbeis, you have to do it ba'osu kedera in the same pot. V'davko b'vas achas d'chad tircho. You have to put it in all together before you put it on the fire, because that's one tircha. Aval hosiv achakach b'osu b'shvilam osu. But to add more meat to the pot after it's ready up and cooking, that's a second tircha, and that's not allowed. Unless elam ken yeshlo ma'cholim acherim shuchlo feisim bam. Unless there are other foods that you could give to him, and these other foods, so then he could eat that, and therefore you could eat everything in the pot. Technically, if you wanted to, you could eat everything in the pot, and therefore then you could give it to them because you technically could have eaten all of it because you have other food for them. The issue foot number 12 brings down. What about the fact that adding in another piece makes the maichel better? And therefore, you should be allowed to do it. We said previously that you're allowed to cook extra stuff on Yontif because it's going to make the food better. So he says, here, that doesn't apply. Kan lo hutu lo hosif. Why? Because you can't eat everything that you're putting into the pot because you have to give some to the akum. You have to give to some to the akum, to the eved, or the shivcho, or the other person, the akum, the workers, whatever, because you're giving them food. Your responsibility to give them food. Masha ain't kin sham, but we said previously, shemiyodu lechol is kulam yontav. If you want to cook extra because it's going to make it better, if you wanted to, you could eat all of it. And therefore, mitam zeh, kishyesh lo maichol acher shiyochol lachilam. If you have other food that you could give to them, then in fact, you could add another piece into the pot because technically, you could be mefaisim with the other food and you could technically eat all the food that's in the pot. And therefore, you would technically be allowed to do that. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ulinyan pas maske achronin, in regards to baking bread, each of their challahs that they're baking, the little challah rolls, that's extra tircha for each one. So the achronim say, the kivan sheyesh alkol ikor, alkol kikor v'kikor, tircha v'neatzmo, it's a difficult thing to make each loaf of bread, each separate little individual challah roll, alkein ein lahatir. In this situation, you're not allowed to do this, afilu ofer b'tana rechon, even if you're baking it in one oven, and theoretically, each roll is going to improve the taste of the other rolls. Unless, again, the same thing, elam yukein yuchal lefaisim b'dvar mecherim, because you could give them other bread, v'dim so shakal pas roi b'shul Yisrael, and therefore, technically, every roll could be for you, and then, v'oz mutu l'tein gam lehem lechol v'men, and then you could technically give them that as well. The issue, footnote number 13, discusses what about making just one big challah? So he says, if you wanted to do that, the Shaaretz Zion said previously that that would be permissible. However, lefos pas gedol avurov avur nochri mekemach oisa shayoch mlishneim b'shutves. If it's a partnership situation, then you wouldn't be allowed to, because as we said previously, you should break it off beforehand. Then here's your flour, and here's my flour. Here's your dough, here's my dough, and only bake for yourself. Kivin shalinin avdo yochalu lechat lelechol biatzmo sekikoros shofor avur evit lo netzadvar. But in our situation, since you could technically say I'm going to eat the whole thing, and you're only going to have the other thing that I have for you, therefore you're allowed to actually bake additional ones, because even though that's a tircha, it's an extra tircha, it could be for yourself, and therefore you're allowed to do this. Mishmur says, Wolfiya Mavor El Basim Tov Kuv Zayin Sivav, which we explained previously, Kol Heter Apas Eno Kiyematunur Shalahem. This idea that one bread will improve the other bread really was only in their types of ovens. Abu Batanurim Shalano, but in our types of ovens, Apilu Bishul Yisrael, even for yourself, in Lefos Yosubi Mash Tzorkla, you're not allowed to go make extra, because it really doesn't improve. By having four breads in the oven versus three breads, the other three breads aren't going to taste better because you added a fourth bread. However, Ochei Leis Tzorech, under extenuating circumstances, if a pressing need, Yesh Lahako, you can be Mekel, and rely gan b'tanurim shalano, even in our tanurim, on this Gemara-based idea that the bread will be better. At least it was in their days, in their tanurim. Maybe there's some benefit in our tanurim as well, and therefore you can do this. The Ramah continues, says, avol shar kusum cholin yinosa, but to do this for somebody else, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. You can't go and invite somebody else in. V'yisrael ha'ofe b'tanur shakusi, if a yid goes and bakes in the tanur of a kusi, v'tzorach lo seis lo pasecha, and the fee, so to say, for using his tanur is that you have to give him one bread, lo yiyachin l'kusi echad kodem afia, don't designate one beforehand, and this way, the ozofe shal kusi, because in that situation, you would be baking for the kusi, and you're not allowed to do that. What should you do? Bake all the breads, el yofe stam, bake it stam, v'yitin lo achakach echad. He brings up the kobo, then you can give him one afterwards, that's allowed. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, B'nei HaChayel, if you have a garrison, a troop, shel kusim, of non-Jewish people, shenosnu kemach shalem liyisrael, and they give you flour, and they say, bake it, lefos lem pas, go bake it on yontif. You're allowed to bake on yontif, so go bake for me bread. So in Eino makpidim, if they're not makpid, that when you're breaking the bread, kish yisrael nosi mimeno latino, did you give a little piece, a little cookie, a little challah to your child, then mutar lefos lem, then you can go bake for them, because technically you're baking for the child, and therefore you're allowed to bake for them as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Gimel, Yesh me'achronim shekosu. There are some achronim that say in this situation, he brings down in the Shaaretz Zion Os Chavav, this is from the Graz, the lo share, this isn't permitted, el imkei nosein mamush lechol. You have to just give to the tinok, and not just you could give to the tinok because they're not makud. V'lo yidei sheyochol litein. But you actually have to give one of the rolls, one of the cookies, to the tinok. Sifkot Yud Dalet, mutu lefo suchule, you're allowed to go bake in this situation. Why? Shari im lo yofer kol apas, because you don't bake all the breads, lo yuchal itin latino ka pas echo, then you won't have anything to give to the child. Vim kain, and therefore, nechsheves kol afia bishul pas zeh shenos im latino. Therefore, all the baking is really for this child, and therefore it is allowed. And since you didn't designate which bread you're going to give to the child beforehand, we can say, on every single bread, this one could theoretically be given to the child, this one could theoretically be given to the child, therefore it's not a problem. Because the Achronim add further, the same thing would apply if the Jewish person has to provide the flour based on the government's rule. Elosh ein hayisrael rashay lefos mikemach pas achas latinok em ken yevel hem kol apas. And in this situation, you couldn't bake for your child unless you also bake for them. So then in this situation, mutu lafos lam b'yontiv, you'd be allowed to bake for them on yontiv in order, ayidei sheitin pasechet mehem latino, because as long as you're giving one to the child, that's your purpose, so everything else is allowed because you're baking really for your child. Finally, Siv Kotten Tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says that you're allowed to bake for them under these situations. So Ayin HaTaz, he says, look at HaTaz, Shekosvu writes, that in Lismoch HaKulazu, the Nesinas HaPas Achas, you shouldn't rely upon this, that you're giving one bread to the child, Elab HaGon Zeh, Shu Sh'asatchak, except under extenuating circumstances. And he says, you should, really shouldn't do this if it's not under extenuating circumstances. In the Shaar HaTzion Oslam, he brings down, V'yaf T'kamach Ronim Dochu Rayas HaTaz, even though there are those that disagree with HaTaz, they push aside his rayos, his proofs, Mikomokom Ein Litchos Dino Mehalocha, but we do passing like this Taz LaHalocha, Shekein Nimtza B'kam Rishonim, because many of the Rishonim hold like this Taz, the Taz holds like those Rishonim. And he says, Ein El Yerabba, Shevi Kidvar B'Shem HaKobo, the El Yerabba passing like the Taz in the name of the Kobo. With Rishon, the Ra'ah is also Rishon, and it says the came b'shita mikubetzes b'shem Ritva. Likewise, in the shita mikubetzes has brought down the name of the Ritva. So all of these Rishonim hold like this Taz. So therefore, even though there are those that say you don't have to, one should certainly be machber like the Taz lechatchila. With this, we conclude today's shir.